Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Zayin. We're holding on daf Nun Vav Amdez at Rabbi Yehuda Omer, about 6-7 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir once again is sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, the Zuchusur for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, they should have Rufu Shlema, B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. So we're in the middle of discussing the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and we're going to continue throughout the entire daf to discuss the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and specifically the Dine B'nei Noach, how we deal with the halachos of a Ben Noach. But first the Gemara is going to talk about which of the Mitzvos B'nei Noach Adam Arishon was Mitzuva in, and then the Gemara is going to bring sources for each of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. If you don't darshan the pasuk that we darshaned yesterday by Adam, Avayitzav Elukim, we learned from that pasuk all Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but what if you don't hold of that drasha? Are there other sources? There certainly are, but what are the other sources for the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? And if you do darshan that pasuk, what do you darshan from all these other sources that the Gemara is about to bring? Then the Gemara is going to discuss which of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach are killed for. Meaning, are they chayv misa for violation of all of them or only for some of them? And the Gemara is going to discuss the differences between the halachos of stealing as they relate to Yisrael and as they relate to a Ben Noach. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the unique halachos of judging a Ben Noach, that how the protocols of what's required in Beis Din are different for Dine Yisrael than they are for Dine Ben Noach. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss the difference between a Ben Noach committing arayos with another Ben Noach, with a Bas Noach, and committing arayos with the Yisraelis. What the halachos, how the halachos may be different between those two cases. So let's begin at Rabbi Yehuda Omer, about 6-7 lines before the end of the page, on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam Rishon Lo Nitzava Ela Al Avodah Zarah Bilvad. That all Adam Rishon was commanded on was Avodah Zarah. Shneamar Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam. And from that, all we see is Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Omer, no, Av Al Birkas Hashem. You also see that Adam Rishon was commanded on Birkas Hashem, that he wasn't allowed to curse Hashem. V'yesh Omrim Af ala dinim, that Adam Arishon was commanded on dinim. Keman ozla hadam rividam rav, Elokim ani lo sikaluluni, Elokim ani lo simiruni, Elokim ani yehimorai aleichem. Which of those three shitos that we just quoted aligns with what Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav says, that darshan's from Elokim Ani, that you cannot curse Hashem, that you cannot do Avodah Zarah, that you have to have the Mora of Hashem and therefore treat people fairly and with justice? Keman ki Yesh Omrim. That must assume, like the Yesh Omrim, who says that Adam was commanded in all three of those things, Birkas Hashem and Avodah Zarah and in Dinim. Tanit Be'Menashe Idarish Vayitzav Afilu Hanachnami. So the Tanit Be'Menashe says, well, it depends. You know, if you darshan the Vayitzav, the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim that we darshaned yesterday, that was said to Adam, so then all of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach apply to Adam. It's not just these three, this one, two, or three. Ilo Darish Vayitzav. And if you don't darshan Vayitzav, if you don't darshan that pasuk, so how do you know any of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? Where do we derive them from? So the Olam lo darsh Vayitzav. Really, we don't darshan the pasuk of Vayitzav. Hani kol chada v'chada ba'apinav shiksiva, and each of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach are derived from their own separate pasuk. It's not all in one pasuk in Bereishis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam Arishon. Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos, how do I know the Isra of Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos from B'nei Noach? Tichsev atishacheis ha'aretz lufnei Elokim. V'tana d'beir Rabbi Shmuel b'kol makom shnem rashchasa eino ela dvar erva v'avodah chavim. Whenever the term hashchasa is used, it always refers to either arayos or avodah zarah. Dvar erva shenemar ki hishchis kolbasar es darko. Dvar erva is because by the Dara Mabul it says ki hishchis kolbasar es darko ala aratz. And Rashi points out in the top that gili arayos tuchsiv derech gever ba'alama v'dara mabul ala arayos nenshu. That it says that darko is a reference to arayos because the pasuk says in Mishlei derech gever ba'alma that you have the derech of a man is with a young woman. So you see from there, that's the same pasuk that says derech hanesher b'shamayim. That's the what the Gemara darshins about the mitzvah shiluach hakein from derech hanesher b'shamayim, whether the shiluach hakein applies flies b'shamayim, or only if you find you find the nest on the ground. That's the famous comment of the Rugachever, that it's only called derech hanesher, it's not called derech, and that's why you wouldn't say tefillas haderech according to the Rugachever if you take an airplane, because it's derech hanesher b'shamayim, it's not a regular derech b'shamayim. But that same pasuk says derech gevra ba'alma, so you see that it relates to arayos. So you see that hishchis kalbasar as darko is about arayos, and avod chavim back in the Gemara in the first wide line, avod chavim dechsev pentashchisun va'asisem. You see the lashon hashchasa as it relates to avod zara, because the Torah that gives the ashara not to make a pesel tumunas kalsemel tavne zachar nekeva says pentashchisun, and you might come to violate those isurim. V'idach, now what if you do darshan the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim? Then what do you derive from the from these pasukim of Vatishachei Sa'aretz or Chayu Dekamagali? That the Torah is just telling us that it's not that by the Dor HaMabul that these were the things that they were violating, but not to teach us the Isser itself, not to teach us that these things are Asur. We already know these things are Asur from Vayitzav Elokim, but you see that they were doing things that were just against basic decency. Okay, good. So if you don't have the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim, we've now shown a source of how you know the Isser of Gilui Arayos and how you know the Isser of Avodah Zarah. What about the other of the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? So Shvichus Damim Dechsev Shovech Dam HaAdam. Pasuk says Shovech Dam HaAdam, and from there you see that there's an Isser of Shvichus Damim by Ben Noach, because that's said by Bnei Noach, that Shovech Dam HaAdam Be'adam Damo Yishafech. So you see that if a guy is chayv misa for shvichas damim, must be that he's commanded on shvichas damim. V'idach katlayu hu dekamagali. No, it's just telling us what the chi of misa is, meaning it's just telling us that he's chayv saif, that he's shofech dam adam ba'adam, meaning that you are shofech his dam if he murders, but not the actual isser. The actual isser may be derived from Vayitzav Elokim. This is just teaching me the onesh for that isser. Gezel, where do we find the isser of gezel if you do not learn it from the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim? Dechsev, because the pasuk says ki yerek esev nasati lechem es kol, that when the pasuk says by Bnei Noach that Hashem allows Bnei Noach to eat ki yerek esev, like things that grow on the ground by the edge of a swamp where no person planted it, so we darshin the Vamra Belevi ki yerek esev lo ki yerek gina. Yeah, you're allowed to have things that are kiyarek esav, things that grow wildly, that grow on their own, but not like kiyarek gina, that which grows in a garden, that which someone worked at and someone planted in their own property, that you're not allowed to take. So from there we see the Isser of Gezel. And what if you darshan the Isser of Gezel from the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim, v'idach, hahu l'mishri basar huda asa? No, that pasuk is not coming to Asr Gezel, that pasuk is coming to be matir, eating meat, because Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat meat. Pasuk says by Adam Rishon, he named Asati Lachem is called Esev Zorea Zera Lachem Yela Achla Lachal Chayas Haaretz. So we see that only Ilanos and Asavim were given to Adam Rishon to eat, but meat was Asr for Adam Rishon. Gemara is going to darshan later on. So we need a pasuk for Bnei Noach be matir eating meat. So good. So that's what I need that pasuk for. Nothing about Gezel. Aver Menachai, if I don't darshan from the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim, where do I know the Isra of Aver Menachai by Bnei Noach? Dechsev, because the pasuk says that Hashem says to Bnei Noach, Ach basar benafsho damo lo sochelu, that while the nefesh is still in the basar behema, meaning while it's still alive, you should not eat from the animal. So that's where we see Aver Menachai. V'idach, and those who hold that the Isra of Aver Menachai is also derived from the pasuk Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, from the phrase Achol Tochal, that so what do they do with the pasuk of Ach Basar B'Nafsho? Hahu L'Mishri Shratzim Huda Asa. That pasuk is coming to be matir the Bnei Noach to eat Shratzim, that Dafka Basar, that's Chaluk Min Adam, Basar that's distinct from the blood, is called Basar that's subject to the Yisra of Eivim Menachai. That's where we say Basar B'Nafsho Damalo Sochelu. But Shratzim, where the Dam is not called a Nefesh by Hashem, the dam itself has the same status of the basar, that a ben Noach is allowed to eat. Sirus, where do we see that a ben Noach is mitzuvah in sirus if we're not going to learn it from the pasuk of Vayitzav Elokim? Dechsev shirtsu ba'aretz revuba, that the bnei Noach were commanded to multiply and to fill the land. So you see that if they're mitzuvah and piri v'rivya, it must be that they're not allowed to stop themselves from being able to fulfill piri v'rivya, and that is through sirus. The idach and the shita that derives this from Vayitzav Elokim, lebracha b'alma. No, that was just said as a bracha, that they're going to be able to be pruvu, but not that there's a mitzvah on them to do so. Klayim, and if you hold that klayim is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, or at least certain types of klayim, tichsiv me'of leminehu. You'll derive it from the pasuk that says me'of leminehu, that Noach brought into the teva me'of leminehu, that he was mitzvah to dafka bring two of each kind into the teva, because he couldn't cross mate them. V'idach u'letzav sabialma, and the shita that derives it from Eitzav Elkim will say, no, the reason he had to bring me'of leminehu, he had to bring two of each kind, is so that each one can have proper company, because it's much more pleasant for the animals to be with an animal that's of their kind. So that's where we learn it from. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Beirav, actually before we even get to that, meaning we've already gotten through all Sheva Mitzvos and where we derive all Sheva Mitzvos from, if you do not derive it from Vayitzav Elokim. Now, the fact that we say Klayim is from Me'of Leminehu, so we said what Rashi's Pshat is, that Noach was commanded to bring a Zachar and a Keva of each and every Min into the Teva. And the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketani just points out, it doesn't really say that in the Pasuk of Me'of Leminehu, to bring a Zachar and a Keva. It's just that's a different Pasuk of bringing a Zachar and a Keva from each one. Furthermore, he says, the very fact that you have to bring a Zachar and a Keva from each Min doesn't really show an Isser Klayim. It could just be that's to ensure the Kiyum Amin, meaning if you don't have two of each kind, then there's no way to ensure the Kiyum Amin, meaning if they crossbreed, the product of that crossbreed is not going to be the same Min, so you're not going to be able to be Mekayim the Min. So that's why the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana says that the Pasuk Me'of Leminehu was not going on bringing them into the Teva. That's already mentioned in earlier Pesukim, but Noach is being mitzvah that when they're in the teva, it should be me'of leminehu. Meaning you already brought all two of each kind into the teva. Kiyum amin, you've already guaranteed. And still on top of that, me'of leminehu, make sure you separate them in the teva so that there's no iser klayim. That's why this serves as a proper source for the iser of klayim, because it's not about bringing the Yikr Zachar and the Keva into the Teva to begin with. That is how the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana learns our Gemara. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef comments, Amri Birav al Sholosh Mitzvos Ben Noach Ne'arag. A Ben Noach is only Ne'arag for violation of three of the seven mitzvos, and they are Gesher Simin. The way to remember them is the word Gesher. Why? What are they? Al Gilei Arayus, Val Shvichas Damim, Val Birchas Hashem. Gilei Arayus, Shvichas Damim, so that's the Gimel, and the Shin, and Birkas Hashem is the Reish, even though it's Birkas Hashem starts with the Beis, but it's the Reish from Birkas Hashem is the second letter, and there's no word Gesheb, so I guess we wanted to use a word that's a familiar word, so we use Gesher as the Simen. So Maskler of Sheshes Bishlam Shvichas Dam Dichsiv Shofich Dam HaAdam. I understand by Shvichas Dam the pasuk says Shofich Dam HaAdam, and the pasuk continues Dam VaYishafech Elahanach, but the other two mitzvos Gilei Arayus Birkas Hashem. Minalu, where do we see in the pasuk that Ben Noach is Nerag for violation of Gilei Arayus and Birchas Hashem? Well, Igamar Mishvichas Dam, if you want to just derive it from Shvichas Damim, Afilu Kulunami, then it should be all Sheva mitzvos Ben Noach should be derived from Shvichas Damim. And Imishum Disrabai Ish Ish May Ish Ish. And if you want to tell me, oh no, it's because by each of these Isurim, the Torah uses a double lashon of Ish Ish. By Gilei Arayus says Ish. Ish ish el kol she'er b'sara lo sikru v'legal l'serva. By Birkas Hashem it says ish ish ki yikale l'luka v'nasach eto. So that separate ish teaches me that even a ben Noach is killed for these things. Well then, if that's the way we're going to figure it out. Avodas Kochav Nami is Rabbi Ish Ish. By Avodas Zarah, also the Torah also uses the double lashon of Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish Mimnei Salasher Yitin Mizara LaMolech Mosi Mas. So why doesn't Ben Noach get killed for Avodas Zarah as well, according to Rav Yosef in the name of the Amri Bei Rav? Elo Amr Rav Sheshes Amri Bei Rav. Rav Sheshes says the name of the Amri Bei Rav. Al Arba Mitzvos Ben Noach Nerag Ein Hachi Nami. You're right. Anytime we have Ish Ish, that's where we darshin that a Ben Noach is going to be Nerag. So Ben Noach is not Nerag for all seven mitzvos, but he is not Nerag for four of the mitzvos Ben Noach. Wait a second, you mean to tell me that a guy is killed for Avodah Zarah? Vatanya b'Avodas Kochavim Dvarim Shebezin Shal Yisrael Memisin Alein Ben Noach Muzar Alein Asari In Misa Lo. But by Avodah Zarah we say that that which a Jew is killed for violation of different Avodos of Avodah Zarah, a Ben Noach has an Ashara, he's not allowed to do them. So it sounds like we're only saying that's where it ends. He has an Ashara, but not Misa, not that he's chayv misa for it. So why does Rav Sheshes say in the name of the Bei Rav, in the name of the Bei Rav, that Ben Noach is nerag for avodah zara? Amram Nachum Yitzchak Asar Shalem Zui Misasan. Whenever it says an Asar for Bnei Noach, it means that they're going to be Chayiv Misa. That's the rule by Bnei Noach, that they're Chayiv Misa for their Asaros. Rashi writes that even if the Tana does not mention the Chayiv Misa by Bnei Noach, but their Musar, the Tana mentions there's an Isser, that's enough to say, the Tana means to say that they're Chayiv Misa. He just doesn't know the Tana, all the Tana has to say is that their Musar, and then we know that they're Chayiv Misa. So when we say Asharasan Zui Misasan L'chora, what Rashi means to say, Asharasan is the Ashara of a Tana, not that you have an Ashara in the Pasuk, meaning all Shev Mitzvah Noach, you have a Pasuk for Asharasan, and we're saying now that you're not, they're not Chayiv Misa for all seven. Asharasan means when there's a Tana that mentions the Ashara, Zui Misasan, that's where they're going to be Chayiv Misa. The Yad Ramah, however, disagrees with Rashi. He points out that we're going to have Reish Lakish in the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches in tomorrow's Daf, that a Goy Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. Why? Because the Pasuk says Yom V'Layla Lo Yishposu V'Asarasan Zui Misasan. If the Torah gives an Asara, then that's the Misa. And over there it's clear, there's no Tana, there's no Mishnah that says it, it's an Amora that comes and says it, based on a Pasuk. Asarasan Zui Misasan, says the Adrama, has to be from a Pasuk, not from a Tana. So Reish Lakish came up with it on his own. So that's why the Adrama says that over here, when we say Ashara, that it says in the Torah. But then you have to raise the question, then according to Rav Sheshes, why aren't Bnei Noach killed for all seven mitzvahs? All of them have an Ashara in the Torah. So you have to say, as Rav Sheshes holds, that they're not all considered Asharos. That Ashara is only when it says Ish Ish, when there's an extra word in the Torah, but the other types of Limudim are not considered Asharos that are directly in the Pasuk. You have to fetch something out. You have to say something along those lines. So anyway, so that's the idea that Ben Noach is killed because Asarasan Zui Misasan for Avodah Zarah. Rav Huna Rav Yudah V'kulu Talmidei D'Rav Amri Al Shev Mitzvos Ben Noach Nerag. They say no, Ben Noach is not killed for three or four of the Shev Mitzvos. Ben Noach is killed for all seven of the Shev Mitzvos. Kali Rachmanu B'Chadavu Adin L'Kulu. The Torah tells us in one of them that Ben Noach is killed, namely by Shvichas Dam Shavich Dam Adam Badam Dama Yishafech, and Hu Adin L'Kulu. And we learn from to all the other Mitzvos Ben Noach from that one. Do you mean to tell me that a Ben Noach gets killed for Gezel Vatanya, but there's a Brisa, a Tosefta Mesech Saval Dezara, that Ben Noach is Mitzuvah and Sheva Mitzvos, one of them is Gezel, and the Brisa says, Ala Gezel, Gonav, Vigozal, Vichain Yefas Tawar, Vichain Kayotzi Behem, if you have Gneva or Gezelo or Yefas Tawar that the guy takes in war, or anything that's like Gezel or like Yefas Tawar, Kuti b'kuti, if a guy does it to another guy, the kuti b'Yisrael, or a guy does this to a Jew, aser, then it's going to be aser for them to do it, but the Yisrael b'kuti, a Jew to do this to a kuti, mutter. That's going to be mutter, because by the Yisr Gezel, it says, lo sasho kas re'acha v'lo sigzol, that a dafka says re'acha, that the Yisr is only on re'acha. V'im Isa, but if the Talmidei Rav are correct, that a Ben Noach, who steals, is nerag, why does the Brisa say just that it's aser for him to steal? Nisni, chayiv. Let it say stronger. Let it say that it's, he's chayiv for stealing because he's chayiv misa for doing so. So it says, Nor mishum to gabayil misin seifa Yisrael bakuti muter tanaresha aser. Because when we talk about Yisrael bakuti, if we were to start with the word chayiv, then when we describe Yisrael doing it to a kuti, the flip side would be pater. But pater doesn't really fully express what a Yisrael is allowed to do to a kuti. We'd rather say Yisrael bakuti is mutter, that gzela is mutter from a Yisrael to a kuti. So in order to fully express that Yisrael to a kuti is mutter, and to keep the type of language consistent, we say that a kuti to Yisrael is aser, even though in a chinami it's more than aser. He's in fact chayev misa. Now wait a second, Yisrael is allowed to steal from a kuti? A gezel of Yisrael to kuti is mutter? That's what our Gemara is suggesting. So it's certainly the impression you would get from Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. But if you open up Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, when did we discuss this? Last Shabbos, I think we discussed a little bit. So if you, the Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it's very clear. The Gemara is absolutely clear. It doesn't even have a machlokas that it's absolutely yeser for a Jew to steal from a non-Jew. Oh, Tos Akum is Mutter, Mata Akum is machlokas Rishonim, Havkas Halva Aso is Mutter. Okay, there are rules that are different, but Gezel is absolutely yeser. So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it's a machlokas in Sugyas, and we paskin that it's yeser and it's yeser min HaTorah. Others say, no, it's not a machlokas in Sugyas. Our Gemara is talking on a Daraisa level, and midaraisa gezel from Yisrael to Ukuti is mutter, but midrabanan it's aser. So the whole machlokas Rishonim is, what is the nature of the iser of gezel of Yisrael to Ukuti? Is it an iser daraisa or is it an iser drabanan? But the fact that it's aser, that there's no dispute. That certainly it's going to be aser. But bottom line, what we're saying over here is that really the guy is chayiv misa for stealing. Frakta Gemara va'kaleich disle chiyuva misna katani. Does every time a guy is chayiv, normally when a guy is chayiv, it says it beferish in the brisa. The katani reisha, the reisha that brisa says that al shvichas damim kuti bekuti bekuti b'Yisrael chayiv Yisrael bekuti pater. That by shvichas damim a kuti that commits shvichas damim is going to be chayiv Yisrael bekuti is pater. So apparently the brisa doesn't shy away from using the word chayiv. So how can you tell me that the brisa only says usher by stealing and not chayiv, because the Brisa doesn't want to use the term chayiv when it came to shvichas damim? The Brisa had no problem using the term chayiv. Says Gemara, because hasam hechi listeni. How? What was the alternative in that part of the Brisa? Listeni aser. What you want is you want the Brisa to say that for a kuti to kill a Yisrael or another kuti, it's going to be aser. Umutter, and for Yisrael it's mutter to kill a nachri. Vatanya, but the Brisa tells us kuti veroi behemadaka. If you have a kuti or a Yisrael who's roi behemadaka, who's a gazlan, we assume roi behemadaka normally allow their animals to graze in other people's fields and are therefore gazlanim. If such a person falls into a bar, lo malin velo maridin, we don't save them, but we also don't shove them into the bar to kill them in the first place. So you see that Yisrael is not allowed to kill a kuti. So it could not use the term mutter. When it comes to gezel, it could use the term mutter. Let's assume, like Rashi, that on a daraisa level, it's taka mutter. But when it comes to shvichas damim, there's no way we could use the term mutter by Yisrael. So we have to speak in terms of chayiv and potter when it comes to shvichas damim, because it's taka aser for Yisrael to be morid the kuti into the bar. Kayotze bo begezel maihi. Now we had mentioned in the Brisa that a kuti, that a kuti to a kuti is not allowed to commit yifas tawar and gezel and things that are kayotze bo. So what is a kayotze bo of gezel that's not gezel mamish, but that a nachri is not allowed to do, that a non-Jew is not allowed to do? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov lo nitzucha elo lepoel bakerem. We're talking about a worker in a vineyard that taking some extra grapes and eating them as he's working. So that's a kayotze bo of gezel. It's not actual gezel gamur. Paul Bakerim Emas. Well, at what point of his work? If it's at the time of the Gemar Melacha, it's mutter for even a Jew to eat the grapes of another Jew at the time of that he's harvesting the grapes, as long as he's also putting them into the kli of the balabais. So then there's no way that it would be usher for a nachri to do that, because there's nothing that's mutter li Yisrael and usher li nachri. We're going to see that's a klal the Gemara is going to say on Daf Nun Tes, that there's no such thing as something that's mutter for a Jew to do and is going to be usur for a non-Jew to do. Reb Chaim explains that the poel is allowed to eat from the peros in the kerem. It's not just a mitzvah on the Baal HaBayis like all mitzvahs in the Torah. It's a mishpat in dine mamon, that's part of his compensation, that he has to be able to eat from the kerem. So that applies to Bnei Noach as well, because it's part of dinim. It's part of a normal compensation package that you would imagine that a worker is supposed to be able to have. So melech, it's included in dinim. So if it's b'shas gemar melacha, then it's heter gomor. And ilav b'shas gemar melacha gezel malyu. And if it's not the time of the gemar melacha, well then it's absolutely usur. It's gezel. It's absolute gezel. So that's not kayotze bo of gezel. Elo amar papa lenitzcha el pach mishav pruta. What's a kayotze bo of gezel when he's stealing less than a shav pruta? Iachi kuti b'yisrael usur habar mechiluhu. Why is it that when a kuti steals less than a shav pruta, it's considered a violation? After all, don't we assume that Yisrael is mochel pachs mishav pruta? So says when he debasar achimachulei sara b'shaite mileslei. Granted, he may be ultimately mochel, but it may cause him a little bit of tsar when he notices that whatever item it is that he owns is not there, and that's the isser of a kuti committing to Yisrael. Kuti b'kuti kayotze ben a kuti stealing pachs mishav pruta from another kuti, we're going to consider that only kayotze ben of gezel. So kiven delav menei mechilin inu gezel mal yehu. How could stealing less than a shav pruta only be considered a kayotze ben of gezel when a kuti does it from another kuti? It's absolute gezel. The person is not mochel. The kuti is not benei mechila. Ella amar avacha brei ravika lo nitzcha ella kovish schar sachir. No, you want to know what the kayotze bo of gezel is? Not paying workers. Kuti b'kuti v'kuti b'Yisrael asur. Yisrael b'kuti mutter. But Yisrael and a kuti is mutter. Kayotze b'yifas tovar mahi. And what's an example of kayotze b'av yifas tovar? What is similar to yifas tovar but isn't actually yifas tovar? Ki asur avdimi amar Reb Lazar amar Reb Chanina ben Noach shiichet shivcha la'avdo. A ben Noach designates a shivcha for his non-Jewish servant, uba'al leha, and then the Adon himself is ba'al that shivcha, ne'ragaleha. The Adon is going to be killed because of that, because that's like a yifas tovar that's married to someone else, and that's asur mishum gezel. Kayotze bo shvichus damim lotanya. Now notice it doesn't say anything about kayotze bo of shvichus damim. It doesn't say that it's asur for a nachri to do anything that's kayotze bo of shvichus damim. Amar Abayi imishkachas titanya. If there were a brisa that would mention something about kayotze bo of shvichus damim, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul he. It would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. Titanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul omer, rodef achar chaver lahargo v'yachal atzil bechem nevar v'lo hitzil. If someone is chasing after someone else to kill him, and you're able to stop the rodent by taking out one of his limbs and not by actually killing him, and you chose not to do that, you chose to just kill him instead, neragalav. That's not actual shvichas damim, because the guy was being rodef, but it's kayotze bo shvichas damim, and that is asur to do, and therefore the guy is going to be killed for doing that. That's kayotze bo of shvichas damim. So Ashkach Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha davik siv v'sefer agad tebe rav. Rav Acha bar Yaakov found in the sefer of agada of the Beis Medrash of Rav was written the following. Ben Noach nerag b'dayin echad u'be'er echad shelo ba'asra. Ben Noach, when we judge a Ben Noach, it could be done even with a single dayin, you don't need a full bezin. It could be even with a single aid, and there's no need for hasra in order for him to be chayiv misa. Mipi ish v'lo mipi isha. But the aid, the dayin, they have to be men and not women. V'afilu karov. But there's no psulov kurva when it comes to Bnei Noach. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel amru, afalu ubrin. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said that a Ben Noach is killed even on ubrin, even if they kill a fetus. So in that sense, it could be that a Ben Noach, it's more severe for killing an uber is more severe for a Ben Noach than it is for Yisrael. Yisrael is not killed for killing an ubar, right? The Ben Noach, according to this, is killed for killing an ubar. Whether there's an isser for Yisrael to kill an ubar, or rather what the nature of that isser is a major discussion in the poskim. There's a famous Chuvas Maharit about Harigas Ubar, about killing an Ubar. The Maharit in Chelek Aleph in both Simen Tzadi Zayin and Simen Tzadi Tes discusses a Jewish doctor doing an abortion for a non-Jewish patient. So he says, as far as hapala ha'ubar itself, as far as actually doing the abortion, there's no iser, because we find in many places in Shas that an ubar is not considered a nefesh yet, and therefore it's not considered murder to kill an ubar. But he says, you do have an issue of lifnei iver, and that gets into the issue of whether there is an iser of lifnei iver by b'nei Noach, because here ben Noach is trying to do something that's clearly usur for them, that they would be chayiv misa for, and you're helping them out. So that's the famous tshuva of the Marit, because that's the tshuva that Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe is a forgery. Rav Moshe writes in Chashamish b'chelik bei Simon Samach Tes that it's mezuyaf mitocha, and he shows stiras between Simon Sadi Zayin in the Marit and Simon Sadi Tes in the Marit. He says it was the Talmud Torah that put that tshuva in, that there's no way the Marit says that it's not shvichas dam. Rav Moshe cannot accept the fact, the possibility that the Marit would say that an abortion is just no big deal for a Jew to do on a fetus, and that it's nothing more than a chavala, like any other surgery would be a chavala, and therefore if there's a toeles, that it would be mutter. That's what Tzitz Eliezer, when in his famous tshuvas where he's matir abortion, gets upset at Rav Moshe for taking tshuvas out of the Marit and claiming that tshuvas in the Marit are mezuyif. Tzitz Eliezer says, "Zelo haderech. This isn't the way that we paskin halachos by getting rid of the inconvenient sources." So people from Moshe's family were not so happy with the chutzpah that Tzitz Eliezer spoke to Rav Moshe. You know, Zelo Hadera, who are you talking to? You're talking to Rav Moshe Feinstein. He didn't do this lightly. This is something that he obviously felt very strongly based on his knowledge of Kala Tarakula backwards and forwards. But that's the famous machlokas between Rav Moshe and Tzitz Eliezer relating to abortion. But anyway, so you have this, it's like, almost like a throwaway line over here. Rabbi Shmuel just adds in, oh, by the way, I follow Ubrim. So where do we know this from? Damar Krav, Pasuk says, Achas damchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. Pasuk continues, Miad kol chayad rishonu, miad ha'adam, miad ish. From the fact that it says edrosh b'loshon yachad, meaning we're asking the Minani Mili on the first part, the fact that when we judge a guy, it's b'dayan echad, b'eid echad, shalom b'asra, where do we get, but it can't be an isha, but it can be a karov. So where do we get that? Edrosh is b'loshon yachad. So we see afilu b'dayan echad, miad kol chaya. From the fact that it says miad kol chaya, we see afilu shalom b'asra, that no matter what, any living thing is going to be judged for it, even without Asra. Ed Rishenu Umiyada Adam, we darshan afilu be'ed echad. The fact that it says Miyada Adam, singular, that it's even Eid echad. Miyad Ish velo Miyad Isha. When it says Miyad Ish, we darshan Ish below Isha. So a woman is not allowed to be the aid. Achiv afilu karov, and brother even a karov that is kosher to be an aid by a ben Noach. It's interesting by dine b'nei Noach. I often don't think about it, but dine b'nei Noach, that you're not allowed to have an isha for dine b'nei Noach. A lot of times we sign legal contracts, often around Masada Kiddushin. So I tell people, if you need to honor a guy with something, so let him sign the marriage license, let him sign the prenup or something like that. That's legal documents, because in terms of, it's not a halachic document, it's a legal document. So sometimes they want a woman to sign. So I wonder if that's an issue. Because if we hold up by dine b'nei Noach, a woman is not able to be an aide. Maybe by documents it's different. I don't know. But probably not. Why should it be different? I don't know. I've often had women sign marriage license. Okay. If it's the guy's boss, he wants to honor or something. All right. Hopefully they're legal. I think, no, they're legal, right? It's just a question of, okay, I don't know. Gotta ask the Shailam. Shum Rabbi Shmuel Amru Afalu Ubrin. Then Rabbi Shmuel said, even for an Uber, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, where does Rabbi Shmuel get this from? Duchsiv, Shofik Dama Adam Badam, Dama Yishafeik. So we darshan, Ezu Adam Shu Ba Adam, Have Omer, Ze Uber, Shevi Meimo. What is an Adam inside another Adam? That is an Uber. So you see Beferish in the Pasuk, that there's an Isra of Harigas Uber for Ben Noach. Vitanakama, and the Tanakama who does not hold that a Ben Noach is Nerag for killing an Ubar, Tana de Be'Menashehu, is the Tana of the Tana de Be'Menashehu, Damar Kol Misa Amrul B'nei Noach, Einu El Chenek, who says that whenever we say Misa for B'nei Noach, it's Chenek. V'shadi Lehai, Ba'adam, Asefe Dekra, and therefore the Ba'adam is going on the end of the Pasuk, Drosh Be'Hachi, and it's being used to teach me that the Chiyuv in general is Chenek, because it says, Ba'adam, Damo Yishafeich, Ezu Shvichus Dam Shaladam, Shu Begufo Shaladam, how do you kill a person that it, where it's everything inside the person's own body, that the blood that spilled is inside his own body. Haviyomer zechenek. That's with chenek. So you see that that the way Goy is killed is with chenek. Masv Rav Amnuna v'isha lo mifkada. Is a woman not mitzuva on dinim? V'aksiv ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh. But doesn't the pasuk say by Avram Avinu ki yadativ l'man asher yitzaveh? And it says banav es beso achrav. And beso is always zuishto. Beso is always a reference to the women. So you see that women are also mitzuva and dinim. So masv lavu mefarikla. Banav l'din. Beso l'tzedakah. Banav are included in din. Beso is included in tzedakah. That the women are included in the mitzvah of tzedakah as well. Amrei Rav Avi Sabel Rav Papa, Eima bas noach shaharga lo tehareg miyad ish v'lo miyad isha ksiv. Maybe we should say that a bas noach that kills should not get killed because it says miyad ish achiv and not miyad isha. So you see that we're not doresh miyad isha. Amrei hachi amrav Yuda shofech dama adam mikal makom. Now that's why we have the Joshua shofech dama adam. That anyone who murders, even if it's a woman, is going to be killed. Ema bas noach shezinsa lo tearig, but maybe a bas noach that's mezana should not get killed. Chsiv al ken yazov ish. It says al ken yazov ish es avivisim of a davak b'ishto, and that's where we learn the yisur of our rayos from bnei noach. Velo isha. Amrlei hachi amrav Yuda vayil basar echad hadar avinukra. Now we have another riboy in the pasuk vayil basar echad, which tells us that an isha is also included in the yisur of our rayos. It is very interesting over here that we said when it comes to what women are included in, it's not dinim, rather it's only the mitzvah of tzedakah. The clear implication is that goyim are chayiv in the mitzvah of tzedakah, yet nowhere on any of the lists of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach did we find the mitzvah of tzedakah. So in the Golyone Ashas, he quotes from the Rokeach, where the Rokeach writes that any mitzvah that's a chok ugzeira, you have to make a bracha on, meaning there's a major discussion Rishonim. When do we decide which mitzvahs to say a bracha on, which mitzvahs not say a bracha? We say a bracha on shofar, on lulav, on sukkah, on tzitzis, on tefillin, all these things, but we don't say a bracha on tzedakah, on bikur cholam, on nichum avelim, on all sorts of other mitzvahs. So how do we decide what's yes, what's no? So the Rokeach says, anything that's a chok, shiloh hakein, resh sagez, matnos kuna, that you say a bracha on. But anything that b'nei Noach are huzar on, he says, like gezel, gneva, chamas, tzedakah, levaya, leket shechupaya. It doesn't really mean leket shechupaya. It means leket shechupaya is a form of tzedakah. Any form of tzedakah. Hidur zakein, honoring an elder. All of that ain't sarach levarich, he says. There's no need for a bracha. So the implication, the strong implication of the Rokeach is that certainly there are muzar on it, meaning anything that's a basic decency, that's basically a logical thing that people would do, even had the Torah not commanded it, doesn't get a bracha. And B'nai Noach are muzar. In Kovit Shurim, in Masech Tzva Basra, Rav Elchanan writes, from the Gemara over there, that B'nai Noach are not chayiv in tzedakah. Because the Gemara over there says, Baba Ben Buta gave an Eitzah to Hordas and Davdalin and Baba Basra to Mechaper on the Avera that he killed all the Talmidei Chachamim, and he was Mechaba Oro Shalolam, that he should build the Beis HaMikdash. And by being Osik Oro Shalolam, that will be a Kapara. So the Gemara over there asks, how could he give him such advice to do that? Wasn't Daniel punished because he gave Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar to give tzedakah? So he said, no, because Hordas was an Eved, and Eved is chayiv in mitzvos, so you're allowed to give him such Eitzah. Ooh, so it sounds like for Nebuchadnezzar, he's a guy and he's not chayiv mitzvah tzedakah, and that's why you're not allowed to give him such Eitzah. So the Chan says, maybe that's not such a raya. Maybe it means he's not chayiv mitzvahs in general. Since he's not a chich b'mitzvos, don't give him good advice. But in a chinami, he's chayiv in tzedakah. But still, you shouldn't advise him to do that because he's not a chicha b'mitzvos. But an eved like Hordas, who is a chicha b'mitzvos, he's chayiv in mitzvos in general, so therefore you can give him such advice. Tan Rabbanan, ish matam lomer ish ish, l'rabo says akutim, shemusarin al arayos ki yisrael. From ish ish, by the parsha of arayos, we learn that akuti is chayiv in arayos ki yisrael. V'hame hachanafka me'asim nafka, le'mor zegil arayos. Don't we learn it from the pasuk of Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, from the word they more? So it says, Mar Hasan Barayos did who? Va'acha Barayos did done. Now it's the difference between their Arayos and our Arayos, so we need to psukim. Diktani Seifa, Baal Arayos Yisrael, Nidon B'dinei Yisrael. If they're Baal Arayos Yisrael, they're judged by Dinei Yisrael. L'may Hilchsa, what would be Arayos Yisrael that they're judged by our rules? Amram Nachman Rabbu, Lo Nitzcha, Elo Le'edo Ve'edim Va'asra'a. That when it's Arayos Yisrael that they commit, then they need Edo Ve'edim Va'asra'a, unlike Arayos B'nei Noach. Says Mar Migra Gara, they sleep with a Jewish woman, it's going to be harder to kill them for that. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lenitzrucha Ella Lenaru Marasa Dildu Leslahu Didanin LeBidayan Didan. If they sleep with an Aram Marasa, there is no such equivalent of erusin by Bnei Noach, so they just wouldn't be punished at all within the world of Bnei Noach. But if he sleeps with a Jewish girl as an Aram Marasa, then we follow our dinim. Avaleishes ish bedin Didu Didanin Lehu. But you mean to tell me with Neishes ish they follow their own dinim? Vatanya Bal Aram Marasa Nidon Beskila Avaleishes ish Nidon Bechenek Vibedin Didu Sayifu. If it's really their own dinim, then with Neishes ish it should be Sayif. It shouldn't be Chenek. Amar Rav Nachman Rizk My Eishes ish Tekatani Kigon Shenichus Alechup of Lo Nivla Dil Didu Leslehu. No, when we say Eishes ish, we mean that there still hasn't been bia, where there is no equivalent in the non-Jewish world. The definition of marriage in the non-Jewish world is that they start living together. So Dainin Lu Bedin Didan. So we judge them if he sleeps with a Jewish woman who is Nichus Alechup of Lo Nivla, he is Chayv Chenek in our dinim. The Tanya Rav Chanina Beulas Bal Yeshla Nichus Alechup of Lo Nivla Ein Lahen. They don't have such a thing. Nichus Alechup of Lo Nivla. Tiny Kavasei Rabbi Yochanan Kalaver Shabezin Shal Yisrael Mamisin Aleh Ben Noach Muzra Aleh Ein Bezin Shal Yisrael Mamisin Aleh Ein Ben Noach Muzra Aleh Divra Meir. If Bezin Shal Yisrael wouldn't kill for it, a Ben Noach is not Muzra on it. Vachamram Harbar Arayos Yesh Ein Bezin Shal Yisrael Mamisin Aleh En Ben Noach Muzra Aleh En. There are many Arayos that Bezin Shal Yisrael is that Ein Bezin Shal Yisrael Mamisin Aleh En, but a Ben Noach is Muzra on them. Based on ish by the parsha of Arayos ba al Arayos Yisrael nidon bedina Yisrael ba al Arayos Benoach nidon bedina bnei Noach vanlo ein lanu el naram rasa bilvad, and the only example is naram rasa. I v'nechshav nami nichsel l'chupav lo nivla. Why don't you mention nichsel l'chupav lo nivla as well? Haytan etan debim nashu damer kol nisam rul bnei Noach enu el chenek idivi di chenek. We don't have to mention nichsel l'chupav lo nivla because both by dina Yisrael and by dina bnei Noach tan debim nashu holds yichay. Because Tanu Rabbi Menashe is one that holds the Bnei Noach are Chayv Chenek for all of their misos. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.